This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Evangeline Mantzioris. How are you?
Good. How are you today, Warren?
Very well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the break because it's such a busy time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what keeps us busy is trying to work out what to put on the menu and what to buy as presents, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Now, something that does concern me, though, Evangeline, is there's lots of, entertainment going on over the Christmas period. We're feeding our guests. They are feeding us. It's warm weather. I'm concerned that we, could inadvertently make our guests really, really sick. So perhaps you can give us some tips on how we can ensure that our guests leave our house healthy.
Absolutely.
Not with pains in their guts like they would at mine.
Yeah, no, look, it's a potential problem. And mainly because we're having such a good time and we're relaxed and we might forget about how long we've got food out. So one of the most important rules is that you either have to keep food cool or hot. And we talk about the danger zone in which bacteria can grow is between 5 to 60 degrees. And so that's why our fridges are set to, 4 and below. So what you have to do is try to minimize the time that your food spends between 5 to 60 degrees, which is a little bit complicated because most of us are serving our food, at room temperature or even warmer. So what we say is if food's kept out of that temperature range for more than 2 hours, it can't go back in the fridge and be used for another day. And if it's over 4 hours, it can't be eaten after that 4 hour time period.
So if it's over 2 hours, so if it's under 2 hours, it's fine to go back in the fridge and we can reheat it and have it again. But if it's over 2 hours, that's it. We can't reheat it again. Is that right?
That's right. And if it's over 4 hours, we should get rid of it. And we don't want to get rid of food, do we? I mean, on Joy Drive,
no.
The community, we're all sort of concerned about the environment and we know how much food waste contributes to greenhouse gases. So there are some things we can do. If you know that your lunch will last, 3-4 hours, what you can try to do is use ice trays to keep your food on, particularly the risky food like the seafood, to try to keep it as cool as possible for as long as possible by using those ice trays. Or the other thing is you bring it out in lots. So if you've got prawns, bring out half of them, keep the other half in the fridge, and then bring out the other half when that first slot is gone.
You know what I like about that with the prawns is you bring out the first half, you forget that you've got the other half. Then when the guests are gone, you've got a feast of prawns.
That's right. You'll be eating really well on Boxing Day, won't you?
Definitely. A question for you, Evangeline. When we are talking about the 2 hour or the 4 hour time period, what about foods like you see people with crackers and they're left out? The cheese might be left out as well. Do the crackers go off as well?
No. So crackers, so the drier a food is, the less likely it is to go off. So thinking crackers, biscuits, bread, that doesn't go off. It's that food that we mostly keep in the fridge. So anything that you pull out of the fridge is the food that's at risk. Fruit's not going to be at risk. Vegetables won't be at risk if they're just, vegetable sticks. But they're going to look daggy after 4 hours. That's the problem, isn't it? So it's this balance between trying to keep it safe and reducing food waste. So cheese, because cheese is so salty, it's not going to go off either. But it's going to look really daggy if you leave it out for more than 4 hours. It sort of gets that hardened, deeper yellow look, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's when it's revolting. What about nuts?
No, nuts are fine. Once again, they're very dry, and the salt also helps to reduce any bacterial growth. Also, things that have got a lot of vinegar added to them, like pickles. The reason pickling was invented, I guess, was because the acid stops the bacteria growing. And so keeping food in acidic conditions also reduces bacterial growth.
Evangeline, let's talk about preparing the food. What are some of the really simple tips that we can adhere to minimise the risk of contaminating food?
Look, most of the contamination does occur from people not washing their hands properly after they've been to the bathroom. So everyone needs to cast their mind back to, you know, COVID days in the 2020 when we were told about how careful we had to be about washing our hands and the 20-second rule for when you wash your hands. So before you start preparing food, wash your hands with soap, get the bubbles up because it's the bubbles that helps to remove the bacteria off our hands from the soap, and then get the lather up, those bubbles, wash it off with, you know, water, and then dry your hands well, because the wetter your hands are, it's also more likely the bacteria will be transferred from your hands to the food as well. So that's the first rule. The second rule is keep your kitchen surfaces really clean. So that is the kitchen bench you're working on and the chopping boards and knives. And number three rule related to that is don't use chopping boards where you've used raw foods on, especially raw meats and raw seafood, to then cut up salad, vegetables or fruit. So wash in between every type of food.
We're chatting with Dr. Evangeline Mantzioros, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia, about the things we need to be mindful of when it comes to food hygiene over the festive season. Okay, well, so we've discussed preparing food. Let's talk about storing food. What do we need to be aware of there?
Yeah, so this is going back to that rule about the temperature that bacteria grow at. So between 5 and 60 degrees, they grow really, really quickly and really well. That's the temperature they like. So you've got to keep food out of that zone as much as you can. So, you know, make sure your fridge is set to below 5 degrees. You can buy really cheap fridge thermometers to keep an eye on that. And particularly in summer where it might be a bit more difficult if you don't have air conditioning and your kitchen's a bit hot, your fridge might be running, you know, hotter. So check that out. And also don't leave food out of the fridge, thinking about when you're buying your food. So if you've got a long trip to the shops in the car and you're stopping off in a couple of places, your car can heat up. So you might want to think of having an esky in your car with ice to keep those foods, you know, the meats, the seafood, the milk, all of that safe, and putting it in the esky. And also when you're actually then serving it up, but we've already talked about that. So just think, keep your food as cold as you can.
Now let's talk about serving the food itself when we're going to put it out. Are there any tips that we need to be aware of to make sure that we don't inadvertently, I suppose, contaminate it?
Look, it's once again the temperature that you're serving your food at. So that seafood, try to put that ice below it that we talked about. Try to pick the coolest spot in the kitchen or out in the garden. So if you've got food, you might want to think about putting it in the garden, putting it under shade, or, you know, if you haven't got shade of trees, putting it under a canopy or a tent or something just to keep the sun off it. And in your home, also try to keep it away from the warmer parts of the home, or keeping it near the air conditioner. And once again, you know, split the serves of those foods up so you reduce the time that it's out.
Evangeline, you know something else that I do, I suppose, and maybe to protect myself, but also to protect others, is I keep an eye on how people are, you know, dipping into the food. And if I see someone licking their fingers and they touch something, I don't go anywhere near it. Do you do that as well?
Oh, it's a bit horrible though, because you're watching it on, you go, oh my God, I'm not going to have that dip anymore. So yeah, it's a tricky one. Do you ever say anything to them, Warren, to stop?
Oh yes, I'm renowned for saying, hey, you're double dipping. You licked your fingers, go wash your hands. I end up standing by myself at a party.
Yes, absolutely. It is tricky, and it's often good if there's youngsters around where you can remind the youngsters about it, because they always forget, and hopefully the older adults can, you know, hear and go, oh yeah, this is a, you know, not a double dipping house for me to be in. So yeah, I think as a guest, you've got to be mindful washing your hands, not double dipping, you know, certainly not licking your fingers and then picking up more food, or changing your mind as you pick up the food. That's even worse, isn't it? When they touch everything and then they don't pick it up. Yeah.
Definitely.
I know.
Evangeline, I feel like we are completely armed in terms of our knowledge on what we can do. I love the 2-hour and the 4-hour rule. Thank you so much for joining us throughout the year. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on Joy Drive and all the contributions that you made. And we look forward to having you back next year.
I look forward to it. It's been wonderful. And thank you for having me on, and to all your listeners as well. Thank you. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays to you, Evangeline. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline is also an accredited practicing dietitian and a sports dietitian. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.